Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早安。
David Peng asked me to say hello to the youth.
David, 这是我儿子要向我，让我跟大家，尤其是年轻人来问候。
And I guess if I don't, and I can't go home.
我想，我如果不这么做，我就很难回家去见他。
Thank you for really being nice to him.
我们很感谢大家对他那么关爱。
And so with you, the topic, having to do with the Ephesian church.
今天我跟各位分享的是有关于以弗所教会。
And, I think that my subject is, the first love and the first works.
我今天要讲的主题就是起初的爱和起初所行的事。
And I think, all of us have read Revelation chapter 2.
我想我们大部分人都读过这个启示录第二章。
When we think about the seven churches mentioned in Revelation,
当我们想到在启示录里头提到那七个教会。
Probably the one that we are most familiar with would be the Ephesians church.
我想我们最熟悉的应该就是以弗所教会。
And somehow, I don't know, just for me, I always feel a closeness.With what the Lord said in chapter 2.
不知道怎么搞，我总是个人，我觉得对我们的主在第二章所讲的，我觉得特别的亲切。
And yes, convicted.
是我心里有这种深信。我被责备。
And also encouraged.
而且我被鼓励。
So today I would like to use the very limited time we have to share with you.On this subject of first love and first works.
我今天就用我们有限的时间来跟大家分享我们今天所要讲的起初的爱跟起初所行的事。
So I think Lord willing, I'm going to share with brothers and sisters what I understand to be the first love.
主许可的话，我想跟弟兄姐妹分享我所了解的起初的爱。
And what I understand to be the first works.
还有我所了解所谓的起初所行的事。
And also.How? You see, among these two, the key thing, the first love.
而且我们知道在这两件事情当中最重要钥匙关键是在起初的爱。
Because you have the first, and then you have the second. If you have the first love, then you will have the first works.
因为我们当我们有起初的爱的时候我们就会有起初所做的事。
So the third thing I would like to share with brothers and sisters is how do we abide in that first love?
第三件要跟各位分享就是我们怎么样能够住在那起初的爱当中。
So, shall we turn to Revelation chapter 2?
请大家翻开到启示录第二章。
I think we can read from verse 1 all the way through verse 7.
我们大家可以一起来读从第一节到第七节。
I think you can read English the first, third, fifth, and seventh, and then Chinese you can read two and four and six.
我们用英文来读单数节，然后中文读双数节。
Yeah, let's read to the angel of the assemblies in Ephesus. Right, we can all read together.
我们大家一起来读。也知道你不能容忍恶人，你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来。然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
Remember therefore where you have fallen, and repent, and do the first works. But if not, I'm coming to you.And I will remove your lamp out of its place.
然而你还有一件可取的事，就是你恨恶尼哥拉一党人的行为，这也是我所恨恶的。
He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Him that overcomes, I will give to him to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. Okay.Perhaps let's also read the passages about Philadelphia.
好，我们也来读有关于腓拉铁菲教会的一段经文。
Which is from verse 7 through verse 13. 9 first. 9, okay.
我们从第七读到第九节。
In English first and Chinese.
先用英文，再用中文来读。第三章。
Chapter 3, I'm sorry. Verse 7. And to the messengers of the church in Philadelphia write, These things saith the holy, the true, He that has the key of David, He who opens and no one shall shut, and shuts and no one shall open.
我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。看哪，我在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。
Behold, I make them of the synagogue of Satan, who say that they are Jews and are not, but lie. Behold, I will cause that they shall come and shall worship before your feet, and shall know that I have loved you.
受试炼的时候，保守你免去你的试炼。
I come quickly. Behold,Hold fast what you have, and no one take the crown.
圣的，我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子，他也必不再从那里出去，将我的神的名和我神城的名，并我的新名都写在他上面。
He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Okay. Brothers and sisters, why do I read both Ephesians and also the Philadelphia.
弟兄姐妹，为什么我读了以弗所教会经文，还有腓拉铁会教会的经文？
Because I really feel, I have no time to really give you the detail, but I really feel that there is a difference between the Ephesians church and the Philadelphia church as seen in the Revelation.
这是虽然我没有时间详细的解释，但是我看到的是这个以弗所教会跟这个腓拉铁菲教会在启示里所描述的是有不同。
And for the Ephesians church, the Lord said you have lost the first love.
对以弗所教会，我们的主说你们失掉了起初的爱。
And yet to the Philadelphia church, the Lord says that I will let other people know that I have already loved you.
但是对腓拉铁菲教会他说我要让其他人知道我已经爱你。
And if you really read about Philadelphia church, you know that Philadelphia church itself knows that the Lord has loved them.
如果你读这段经文，你就知道腓拉铁菲教会的人已经知道神已经爱他们。
And the second thing is that the Lord tells the Ephesian church that you have to repent and do the first works.
还有第二件事，神跟以弗所教会所讲的就是你们必须要悔改，而且要行你们当初所行的事。
And if you really later when we talk about, you will know that the first work really has to do with God's word.
我们到后面我们就知道这些当起初所行的事跟神的道有关。
Yet the Lord says when he talks about the Philadelphia church, they have kept my word.
但是当我们的神提到腓拉铁菲教会的时候，他说他们遵守了我的道。
Not only that, later he says they have kept my word of patience.
不但是这样，神还说到他们遵守了我忍耐的道。
Or the word of my endurance.
他们遵守了我忍耐的道。
Using the present day language, you can say the word of my cross.
用现在的话就是说他们遵守了我十字架的道。
So you see, one church, the Ephesian church, they have really not kept something very important, which is the word of God.
我们可以看到以弗所教会他们没有遵守一个非常重要就是神的道。
And that, I believe, is what the Lord says, a big part of what the Lord says about the first works.
这我相信这就是神提到起初所行的事的时候，这是一个非常重要的一个部分。
So this is the second thing. The third thing is that we see the Lord tells the Ephesian church, say, if you do not repent, and I will remove the lampstand from you.
第三点就是神跟以弗所教会说，你如果不遵守我的道，我就要把那个灯台从原处移走。
Yeah, if you do not repent.
如果你不悔改。
And yet the Lord says to the Philadelphia church.
但是我们的神对腓拉铁菲教会这么说。
It says that I will give you the name of my God.
我要把神的名启示给你。
And the name of my God's city.
而且把我神城的名启示给你。
And also my new name.
而且把我的新名启示给你。
Brothers and sisters, this is a question of testimony.
弟兄姐妹，这是跟神的见证有关。
So the Lord essentially tells an Ephesian church that unless you repent, do the first works. Otherwise, you do not represent me anymore. You are not my testimony.
所以我们的主对以弗所教会是说，除非你悔改而且行起初所行的事，不然的话你就失掉了对我的见证，我就不再你就不再代表我。
And yet to the Philadelphia church,
但是对腓拉铁菲教会
is something very positive.
他就说了非常正面的。
He says that he who overcomes and he will be the columnOf God's temple.
他说得胜者就会成为神的殿中的柱子。
And he says that you will be my testimony.
他说你们会成为我的见证。
Because you will have my God's name.
因为你们会知道神的名。
你们要有
神的名。
And you have the name of God's city, the New Jerusalem.
你们也会有神城的名，就是新耶路撒冷。
And also you will have my new name.
你们也会有我新的名。
So you see, there is just to me, it's only a very thin difference between the church at Ephesus and the church at Philadelphia.
对我来说，这个以弗所跟腓拉铁菲教会，他们中间差异是非常的少。
Yeah. So if we humble ourselves and see this difference.And return to the Lord and let Him lead us. Then the Lord may see us as Philadelphia instead of Ephesus.
如果我们认清这一点，我们悔改，我们回到神的面前，然后神就会把我们看成是腓拉铁菲教会，而不是以弗所。
So that, brothers and sisters, is our encouragement.
弟兄姐妹，这就是我们神要鼓励我们的。
Now the church at Ephesus has a spiritual history.
这以弗所教会它在属灵的历史上它有相当的历史。
The Ephesus church is the most well-documented church in the New Testament.
在新约里头，以弗所教会的经文，有关经文是最记载最多的。
About its history also.
而且有关它的历史也记载最多。
In the 50s of the first century.
在第一世纪在五零年多
yeah, the Lord sent Paul to bring the gospel to Ephesus.
主差派了保罗把福音传到了以弗所。
And this is recorded in the book of Acts, I think chapter 19 and especially chapter 20.
我记得这是记录在使徒行传19章，尤其在20章的地方。
Yeah, there's a very a detailed description ofPaul's relationship with the Ephesus church.
在那边有相当详细的记载，就是保罗跟以弗所教会之间的关系。
And then, about in the year 60s,
然后大约在主后60年左右，
we know that Paul wrote a letter to the Ephesians church.
我们知道保罗写了一封以弗所书。
That is the book of Ephesians.
就是以弗所书。
And the book of Acts.Recorded their relationship in Acts, in action.
这个使徒行传就记载了这封他们所做那时候所做的事。
And the Ephesians book, Ephesians letter, there Paul pour out his heart to the Ephesian brothers and sisters in spiritual matters.
在这个以弗所书里头，保罗呢就像以弗所教会的人呢，在属灵上面把他的心都等掏给他们看。
Yeah, and Paul has a very close relationship with the Ephesus church.
保罗跟以弗所教会有相当亲密的关系。
He stayed there 3 years.
他在那边停留了三年。
The first time the Bible really says this person Paul shed tears, it was in Ephesus church.
啊，第一次在圣经当中记载保罗流泪是在以弗所教会。
And if you believe what the Bible says,
如果我们相信圣经的记载
，When he was there, he shed tears day and night.
他在那边的时候，他昼夜不停的流泪。
For 3 years.
有三年之久。
And if you knew Paul before as Saul,
你如果知道保罗，在保罗以前，他名字叫扫罗。
And Saul never had to shed any tears.
扫罗他从来没有为任何事流过眼泪。
He was a very strong man.
他是一个非常强悍的人。
As far as he's concerned, he has never done anything wrong.
在他自己认为，他从来没有做过错事。
But at Ephesus, he has shed tears with brothers and sisters.
但是在以弗所，他跟弟兄姐妹一起流泪。
So very close relationship.
所以他跟以弗所教会关系非常亲密。
Now at the end of the 60s.
所以在主后六十年末。
Yeah, close to the end. And Paul was to be martyred.
那时候保罗快要殉道。
And then he essentially entrusted the shepherding of the Ephesus church to Timothy.
所以在那边他就把这个牧养以弗所教会的责任就交给提摩太。
This you can see in the First Timothy, the book of First Timothy.
这边我们在提摩太前书我们也可以看到。
And there you can see that he told Timothy to watch out certain things.
在那提摩太前书我们可以看到保罗怎么样提醒提摩太要当心某些事情。
Because they, at that time there's something not of the Lord is emerging.
因为在那时候有一些不属于主的事情开始出现。
So that's at the end of the 60s.
那是在60年代末期的时候。
And then the scripture is essentially silent for about 30 years.
然后在这个经文呢就大概有三十年沉浸的时间。
Yeah, the Bible did not mention Ephesus for about 30 years.
所以在经上就没有再记载有关以弗所教会的事情。
And then came Revelation.
然后我们就看到启示录。
John wrote Revelation.
约翰他写了启示录。
Close to the end of his life.
在他晚年的时候写的。
So you can imagine that John probably wrote The book of Revelation at the end of the 90s.
他是在90年代末期的时候。
No, from the records which are not in the Bible, Apostle John probably spent a lot of years in the churches in Asia, in particular Ephesus.
哦，所以我们在一些相关的记载里头，我们也知道使徒约翰呢，他在这个小亚细亚，在那一带的教会，也在以弗所教会。
The church at Ephesus has a
所以这以弗所教会它属灵的历史它是有相当悠久的历史。
And then when we come to the book of Revelation, the chapter 2, the beginning that we read.
所以我们看到启示录在第二章我们刚刚读的经文里头。
You see that the outside condition of Ephesus is pretty good.
我们可以从外面来
看。The Lord said, I know your works.
我们主说我知道你们所做的工作。
Yeah, I know your works.
我知道你们所做的。
And the works, when you see the works are actually pretty good.
所以我们看他们所做的实际上是非常的好。
不是非常好，就是相当好。
相当好。
Yeah. It says, it has your labor, your endurance.
那也知道你不能容忍恶人。
And not only that, you can test out these false apostles. They say they are apostles, but are not. Now the Ephesian brothers know that.
不但这样，他们也能够试验知道哪些人是假使徒。
It's not easy.
这是不容易的事情。
But they are good.
但是他们相当不错。
And not only that, the Bible also says, the Lord said, you have
为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。
All these are very, very good.
这些都相当好。
Now not only that, later, it also says that you hate.The deeds of the Nicolaitans.
而且不但这样，他后面又说你们恨恶尼哥拉一党人的行为。
And the Lord says, I hate that too.
我们主说我也恨恶。
So the outward speaking, the Ephesus church is quite good.
所以就外观来说，以弗所教会相当的好。
And when we think about these things, when it applies to us, we actually would be very happy.
当如果我们在我们身上能够有这些事情的时候，我们会觉得非常高兴。
Now, I just want to explain this Nicolaitans a little bit.
我想要解释这个尼哥拉一党人的事情。
The Nicolaitans, the name only appears in the Sis Church and also the Pergamus Church.
这个尼哥拉这个名词呢，只在启示录里头讲到这个以弗所教会还有别加摩教会所提到。
And you cannot really find it other places in the Bible.
然后在圣经其他地方就没有记载。
So the explanation, exact explanation of it is never too certain.
这个正确的对这个尼哥拉的解释呢，这个这个很难
yeah.
很难找到。
And in the history, in the early church history, will say that
在早期教会的历史，他们讲到尼哥拉这些人呢，他们过的是非常放荡的生活。
And then the other thing, which probably is very unique, which is it separates at the church. It separates those who said they serve the Lord and those who don't officially serve the Lord.
还有一件比较特别的事情，就是他们在教会里头，他们把那些不是侍奉神，把他们分开。
As they're,
他把它分成两个不同的等级。
The more formal language, that's the clergy and the laity.
所以用我们现在讲的话，就是这个神职人员跟这个平信徒。
Yeah. And so these two meanings, they're probably all there.
所以这两种意义当时大概都存在。
Now,When these things, the Nicolaitans, this idea,
所以在那时候他们就想要把这种观念传开。
The Ephesians brothers said no.
那以弗所教会的人他们说他们不赞成。
And the Lord said, I'm on your side.
那主说我是站在你们这边。
So the Ephesus church, if you look at what they appear,
以弗所你们如果看他们外观上来说，
It's quite.
主说我有一件不喜欢的事情。
So the inside, the spiritual condition of the Ephesus church is weak.
所以在里面他们属灵的状况，这以弗所教会是相当的脆弱。
Is there something the Lord considered very very essential that they do not have anymore?
就是我们主认为非常重要的他们。
And the Lord.
在这边主说你们已经离开了你们起初的爱。
That means they had it before.
这表示他们当初是有的。
And they don't have anymore.
但是他们现在不再有。
So, it's not a matter of outward appearance. It is a matter of inside spiritual condition.
这并重要不是外表，而是我们里头属灵的状况。
That's what the Lord Jesus was looking.
这是
So he said, you have lost your first love.
起初的爱。
And then the Lord...Now you have to repent.
然后我们主说你要悔改。
And do the first works.
而行起初所行的事。
There is something very, very important I want you to do.
这个有一个很重要我要你们做的事情。
You should do the first works.
你们应当行起初所行的事。
Now again, the Lord did not say what are the first works.
但是我们主并没有哪些是起初所行的事。
The revelation is very concise and very packed.
启示录是非常一个精确非常非常
挤的压得很紧塞得很紧
非常塞得很紧的一本书
Yeah And we brothers and sisters we cannot ask the Lord say Lord why don't you explain a little bit more
我们不能向主说主我为什么你不再多解释一点
The Lord said you should have known me
应该已经认识我
So
所以我讲话很简洁
I'm brief
我很简洁扼要
But think and try to understand
但是想思想而且尝试来了解
So the Lord says you know do the first work
所以我们的主说我们要行起初所行的事
And the Lord says if you do not repent
然后我们主说你如果不悔改
I'm going to remove the lampstand from you
我就要把你的灯台从原处挪走
The lampstand was for
这个灯台但是它也许它还在那里
But you have something that I think is seriously wrong
但是你有些事情我觉得是很严重的错误
You have lost your first love
你们已经失掉了起初的爱
And you do not have the first work
而且你们不再行起初所行的事
Now, Unless you repent
如果你不悔改
I'm going to remove the lampstand from you
我要把灯台从原处挪你在以前有过些
Trusted my name with you before
名交托给你
But unless you repent
但是除非你悔改
You do not represent me anymore.
你不再代表我。
I'm going to remove the lampstand from you.
我要把灯台从你这里挪走。
So this is what the Lord said.
这就是我们主所说的。
And then the Lord, last thing the Lord said is, you know, what the Spirit says to the churches, he heard.
主向我们说，就是圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
Now, this word is not only said to the Ephesian church.
这些话不单单是对以弗所教会的人说的。
It says this is what the Holy Spirit says to the churches.
这个是圣灵向众教会所说的。
So not only spoken to the Ephesian church, but spoken to us as well.
而且是向我们所说的。
Wherever we are.
不管我们在哪里
in LA,
在洛杉矶
in Bellevue,
或者在 Bellevue,
the Lord says, this is what the Spirit says to the church.
我们主说这是圣灵向众教会所说的。
And then he says that he who has a ear,
然后他说凡有耳的。
So brother and sister, you see, it's not thatWe who have a year, or they who have a year, it is I who have a year, it is he who has a year. Singular.
哦，这边讲的是一个单数的耳朵，是说我凡有耳的。
Yeah. So the responsibility is on each of us to overcome.
所以这是我们每一个人的责任，来过得胜的日子。
So we do not look at other brothers and sisters to say, hey, how come he doesn't overcome? How come she doesn't overcome?That's their problem. The Lord wants us to heed His voice and overcome.
所以我们不要看别的弟兄姐妹为什么他没有得胜，他没有得胜，而是在我们自己，神要我们有耳朵来听他的劝勉，而且能够做得胜者。
So the Lord wants me to hear His voice.
所以我们主要我能够听到他的声音。
The Lord wants me to repent.
主要我来悔改。
And the Lord want me to overcome.
主要我得胜。
And then finally, the Lord's promise is, now, if you overcome, then the Lord will give you to eat of the tree of life in the paradise.
所以在这边主向我们应许，如果我们得胜，他就将神乐园中生命树的果子给我们吃。
So remember, brothers and sisters, this matter of the tree of life.
我们还记不记得这个
say that, well, we have the Lord already give me to eat of the tree of life.
你会说我们的主已经把这个生命树上的果子给我吃了。
Is it true that, you know, at the very beginning in the Genesis, the Lord wants the tree of life to Adam and Eve?
所以记载是我们的神是要亚当夏娃吃生命树的果子。
And they sin.
然后他们犯罪。
So the Lord sealed that tree.
所以神就把那个树隔绝
关
起来。
And then years and years,
在许许多多年以后
you know, in time,
在这个时间嘛
Jesus came,
主耶稣再来
His beloved son,
他的圣徒们
不是他是第一次
来他第一次来
yeah, he has actually by the requirement of the law
神的需要
and then set us free from the bondage of the Lord.
他把我们从我们的捆绑当中释放出来
Yeah, and so that we could today can eat of the tree of the of life.
生命树上吃那个果子
So that's
这是你我的权利
Now, the Ephesians Church, if you overcome, I will give you to eat the eat of the fruit of the tree of life.
但是神为什么在这边跟你我说得胜者我们要将神乐园
I think we will find out
然后我们知道
No, in case I forget, this is what I understand
要是我 忘掉的话这是我所了解的
No, you and I have the right to eat of the tree of life
树的果子
But I find nowadays that sometimes for granted
但是我们今天我们常常把这个当成理所当然的事
and that to an extent that it has no taste to me anymore
在某个程度它这个果子对我来说再没有这种滋味了
it's plain it doesn't have enough value to me
它对我再没有那么多的价值
I just consider the that the fruit of the tree of life, just as any other fruit.
好，我把生命树的果子就当成跟其他的果子是一样的。
Yes, but you have to repent.
就我的看法来说，我们的主是要跟我们说，我们必须要悔改。
And you have to go back to the first love.
我们必须要回转到我们起初的爱。
You have to go back to the first works.
我们必须回转到我们起初所行的事。
You have to live the precious life again.
生活。
You have to know the tree of life is tasty again.
我们必须能够感觉到这生命树的果子其实是非常的甜美的。
You have to value the tree of life again.
我们必须再把这个生命树的果子当成贵重。
Own hand the tree of life.
亲手把生命树的果子给我们。
It's the same tree, it's the same fruit, but only when we return.
这是同样的树，同样的果子，但是必须要我们回转以后。
Return to the first love.
我们必须回转的爱
，return to do the first
所做的事
，and return to his love, return to his life.
然后我们回转到他的爱，他的工作
，then we can really appreciate.
然后我们就真正的能够感恩
the fruit of the tree of life.
我们能够真正的感谢这就是这一章。
Now, what is first love?
那我们现在看什么是起初的爱呢
？The first love, in terms of language.First love, the two words are very potent words.
就语言上来说，这个起初的爱是非常的力的，
有力气的，
有非常有力气的话。
Yeah, 非常重的
非常重的话。
Yeah, the first, yes, indeed, it means original in time.
所以这个起初就代表说是在原来的时候。
Now, when is this church?
我们若想到以弗所教会。
What is the original in time?
他们在时间上起初的时候是什么
时候 The original in time is 30 years ago.
他们起初的时候是30年前
When Paul first brought gospel to Ephesus.
是把福音传到以弗所
It's a time when Paul shed tears among them for 3 years.
这也是那当初保罗首次在花了他三年不昼夜不断的为他们流泪的时候
And the Bible says he brought to them, he did not withhold anything good for them.
所以我们完全没有保留，完全没有避讳。
Everything that is beneficial to them, he does not withhold.
对他们有益的，他完全没有避讳。
And also, the Bible also says he does not withhold from them the whole counsel of God.
而且在那边对旨意
，Yeah. So Paul pour out their heart to them.
保罗对他们掏出他自己的心。
And they can also receive that.
然后他们也可以领受。
Brothers and sisters, I think if Paul, who all are missed, and stay there 3 years, and we did not chase him out, it means our heart is about right.
弟兄姐妹，如果保罗他来我们当中三年，只讲到属天的事情，我们没有把他赶走，这代表我们的心是对的。
Lord, brothers and sisters, I'm really serious about it.
这表示弟兄姐妹。
Sometimes, you know, when Or even among ourselves, the brothers and sisters talk about something very serious, very heavenly, very close to the heart of God. Sometimes we think, you know, why don't you? You're talking too much.
我们常常有时候神的仆人或姐妹当中讲，有关的时候，或者我们相当严肃的时候，我们弟兄姐妹就觉得有时候觉得说你有点不耐烦，说你说的太多。
Paul was there 3 years.
保罗在那边花了三年的时间。
Tears in tears.
他是不断的流泪
day and night then the brothers and sisters were able to receive him
然后在以弗所教会的弟兄姐妹都可以领受能够接纳他
that in time is the first time the love the first time in the Ephesus church
来说那就是在以弗所教会当初爱首先出现的时间
In the Bible, the Lord says you have lost that.
在这个经上，我们主说你已经失掉了那个爱。
So the first is not only in terms of.
但是代表时间的起初，而且是代表一个非常重要的事。
Yeah, and the in Greek, this thing is called proto.
在希腊文，这个字叫做
proto.
Proto.
You know, to
our. 今天我们如果要
and these automobile companies first have to build a prototype.
这些汽车公司他们要先做一个模型。
Then most of the time they spend on building this prototype.
他们花了绝大部分的时间来做这个模型。
And then after they're in billions of billions of dollars to build.
对这模型他们感到满意的话，他们就花上亿的钱来做这个车子。
And today many of you are doing computer.
今天我们很多人从事电脑的行业。
You have to, many of you together have to write a big program.
写一个很大的程式。
And the type.
然后第一个程式叫做这个模型程式。
Yeah. If you get the first prototype right, the rest of it is easy.
如果你这个当开始的时候这个模式你们做对的话，以后就比较容易。
So first love, the word first.
这个起初来，这个、起初是就是模型。
So if we get that right,
如果我们把这个弄对的话
，the rest is right.
其他就是对了。
If we get that right,
我们说把那个搞懂
，we know how to love.
我们就知道怎么去爱。
If we get that right,
我们说把它弄对了
，love is in the midst of us.
这个
first,
这就是起初的意思。
Now how about this word love?
那这个爱是什么意思呢
？The love, you say, who doesn't know love? Everyone knows love.
你会说每个人都知道爱，谁不知道爱
？Now those who know the Lord, those who don't know the Lord, they know love. 认识主的都知道爱。
认识主跟不认识主的都知道爱。
Not so, brothers and sisters.
这不是这样的。
This particular love is called agape.
这个想说谈到爱是神的爱。
It is something you and I, a natural man, does not have.
自然人所没有的爱。
This the author of the of Revelation is John.
启示录的作者是约翰。
And John is very particular about this word love.
约翰对这个爱这个字非常的重视。
In the same chapter 11 of the John's Gospel.
在约翰福音第十一章里头。
There are three love being mentioned.
那里提到三种爱。
One is the love that Martha and Mary felt.
第一种爱就是马大跟玛丽感受到的爱。
And saw what's going on, they felt.
第三种爱就是那时候犹太人他看到发生的事情，他们所感觉到的爱。
They all say the same word, love, referring to the Lord.
他们对神，他们都讲到这同样。那个字 philos 代表这个人的爱。
Yeah, and the Lord Jesus.
他们用同样的字在我们的主耶稣身上。
Yeah, like for example, Martha Mary said. The one that you love, I mean, my brother, the one you love is sick.
马我的兄弟，你所爱的人。
That's phileo.
这是人的爱。
And that's how John used it.
这是约翰所用的那个字。
And yet, when John, in the same chapter, when John says, the Lord, the Jesus loves Martha, Mary.
在同一章里头，约翰讲马大、玛利亚还有拉撒路。
And John used the word agape.
约翰用的字是神的爱。
Now in chapter 21, when the Lord Jesus, after he was resurrected, he had a conversation with Peter.
在里头，当耶稣有这段对话。
And the Lord says, "Do you love me?"
主问彼得说，你爱我吗
？And Peter says, "Lord, he thought a lot, and he didn't use the same word to tell the Lord. He said, 'Lord, I phileo, I love you, but that's phileo.'"
而他考虑一阵，然后他说：“主，我爱你。”但他用的爱是人的爱。
Because he does not feel that he's qualified to love the Lord with agape love.
因为他觉得他不配用神的爱来爱主耶稣。
So, brothers and sisters, the author is very particular about this word. He used agape.
用的是神的爱这个。
So he's saying it's the first agape.
他讲的是起初神的爱。
And that's what you have loved, or you have left.
这就是你们所离弃的。
Now, when we read John's Gospel,
当我们读到约翰
，You see, agape love.
当他谈到这个神的爱
，And this is what he said.
这是他所说的。
This love is from God.
这是从神来的爱。
That's in First John.
这是在约翰一书。
First John, he says, love.
他说爱是从神来的。
It's not from anywhere else.
换句话说，这个爱不是从任何其他地方来的。
This love is from God.
这个爱是从神来的。
And then he followed on. He said, "Because God is love."
然后他接下来就说，神就是爱。
This is not any.
这不是任何的爱，这是神，这是他所用的字。
And then in John's Gospel.
然后在约翰福音。
He says, "Where does love really come from? How does it come to us?"
他说，这个爱到底从哪里来？他怎么会来到我们当中呢
？Now he says, "How the Father loved." And this is
怎么样爱他的 他的儿子，这就是耶稣怎么样爱我们。
Yeah, this is actually in John chapter 15.
这次是在约翰福音十五章里头。
Can we take a look?
我们可不可以看看啊？约翰福音十五章，我认为这很之下。
Chapter 15, verse 9.
第九节。
See, I love as my Father has loved, I have loved you.
不爱我一样。
Abide in my love.
你们要藏在我的爱里。
You see how does he love us?
你们可以看到他怎么样爱我们。
That's how the Father loves him.
这就是神天父怎么爱他。
So first of all, this love is from the Father to the Son.
首先，这个爱是从天父到儿子。
The Lord said.
然后我们。
Love you, you love each other. This is verse 12.
在十二节他讲到，你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样。
See, however, I love you, you love each other.
我。你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样。
So, Mr. Let's think.
这里有一个东西叫爱。
That love you cannot get, you cannot buy from the supermarket.
这个爱我们没办法从超级市场买到。
You cannot get it from your mom.
我们也没办法从我们的母亲得到。
This love is only from him on the throne.
从坐在宝座上来，父。
How my father has loved me, I have loved you. This is Lord Jesus said.
这是主耶稣说的，我的天父怎么爱我，我就怎么爱你们。
And then he further said, "How I love you, you love each other."
然后他讲，你们彼此相爱。
Think this in a very simple way.
弟兄姐妹，我们用一个很简单的方式来思考。
This love that the Lord Jesus says we have lost.
这个耶稣所讲到我们所失掉的爱。
Is that love which came from the Father to him?
就是那个从天父到他身上的爱。
And from
从他到我们身上，他要我们彼此是用那个爱来相爱。
And that love is what we have lost.
那个爱就是我们所失掉的。
Today we can still love each other.
今天我们还可以彼此相爱。
Today we can love my children.
今天我可以爱我的子女。
But when they at me, when they are unsure, my love is used up.
但是他们不听我的话，他们犯错的时候
，my love is used up.
我的爱就用光了。
And my parents,
我的父母。
And when they cook for me, I'm very happy.
当他们为我煮，他们为我洗衣服，我很高兴。
But when they are unreasonable, when they talk too much,
他们不讲理，他们讲太唠叨的时候。
My love to them is used up.
我的对他们爱也就用光了。
Now, brothers, you want me to talk about husband and wife?
弟兄姐妹，你要我谈这个丈夫跟太太吗
？You know, our love.
那我们的爱，常常非常容易就用完。
There's only one love that is without end.
只有一个爱是永不止息的。
There's one love which is without measure.
只有一个爱，它是没办法衡量。
Yeah, there's one love, as our brother says, never dies.
有一个爱，它是
永远永不止息。
永不止息。
Yeah, and that love is the one that comes from the Father to the Son and from the Son to us.
这个爱是从天父到儿子，然后从儿子带来到我们身上。
And this is what the Lord Jesus wants us to love.
这是我们主耶稣要我们用这个爱来彼此相爱。
Brothers and sisters, that's what the Lord says. You have lost that.
这就是我们主耶稣说，我们已经失掉那起初的爱。
So although we can labor, that we can endure, that we can test out the false apostles.
虽然我们可以劳碌，我们可以做很多的事情，而且我们可以试验出假使徒了，但是我们已经失掉起初的爱。
The heat is no longer there.
The heat,
热。
那个热已经不在。
The life, the God's life is no longer.
神的生命已经不在了，忍耐已经不在。
So this is what the Lord said.
这是我们主所说的。
So what about the first works?
我们起初所行的事是什么呢
？So the Lord says.Go do the first works.
我们主说我们去应当行起初所行的。
First of all, if we put it in a count love, a first works is really related to the first work. First love.
如果我们照着这上下文意，我们知道这个起初所行的事是跟起初的爱是有关的。
Yeah, it is really out of the first love.
这是完全是根据在起初的爱。
Gospel.
然后在约翰福音，我们主耶稣又说了这些话。
It is about.You know the word. The word works in Greek is ergon.
我们知道在希腊文里头，这个工作，这个工作是叫 ergon.
对 ，Yes. It actually means if you have something in you, nobody can see.
这代表我们在我们里面没有人能够看到的。
And once you make it seen,
然 然后我们把它显露出来。
And that is erga.
这就是 erga， 就是所做的事。
You say, okay, I, brother, I really love you this, help you that, but I never really help him. That's not erga.
所以我如果跟这个弟兄讲说，我弟兄，我真的是爱你，我想要帮你这个、帮你那，但是我没有真正帮助他，这个不是 erga， 不是工作。
哎呀，so it is, it's that it manifests itself to.
然后它彰显出来就是。我们可以看到两件事情。
One, the ergon is kind of walk.
然后 erga 就是我们的行事为人。
Or deed.
或是我们所做的事。
Yeah, 行事。Yes, in Chinese, it's actually 行事为人。
行事为人。
Yeah, it's how I become how I manifesting of this earth. It's how we live.
有两种不同意义，一个是我们怎么样活出这个生命。
Yeah, 行事为人。
行事为人。
Yeah, the other is what do I do?
然后第二个就是我们的工作。
So two things.
所以这两件事。
You know, the Lord Jesus says something.
就说是。
He says, if you love me,
他说如果你爱我，
keep my commandments.
要遵守我的诫命。
And then, in the same paragraph, he said something else.
然后在同一段经文他又说其他的，又说了一些事。
If you love, keep my, 守我的话。
你如果爱我就要守我的道。
Yeah, I think if those are important, you probably should see it.
Okay.
This is okay. Okay, John chapter 14.
在约翰福音第十四章
verse 21.
二十一节
If you love me, keep my commandments.
有了我的命令，又遵守这人的。
Yeah, you have my commandments.And this is the one who loves me.
有了我的命令又遵守的这人就是爱我的。
So the Lord says, if you love me, keep my commandment.
所以我们主说，如果你爱我，就要遵守我的诫命。
The commandment has more to do with our behavior, our walk.
所以这个诫命呢
，do with love God with all my heart, all my soul, all my strength, and love your neighbors.
我们要尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主我们的神，也要爱人如己。
Those are commandments.
这些是神的，这跟我们行事为人有关。
So the Lord says, if you love me, keep these.
所以我们的主说，如果你爱我，你就要遵守这些诫命。
And then the Lord,
如果你爱我，你就要遵守我的道。
Oh, yeah. The words, this word, words is logos.
道就是神的话。
It is,
这是无所不高不包。
It's very inclusive.
它是包含一切
God's words
神的话
The Lord Jesus' word
耶稣基督的话
It is bigger than commandments
这是包含一切
And the Lord Jesus says If you love me
然后耶稣说如果你爱我
Keep my words
遵守我的道
Brothers and sisters This is a tall order
弟兄姐妹这是一个非常高的这个目标
要求 What the Lord would not say something.
但是我们主不会要求我们做我们做不到的事情
And actually the Lord really says This is the first works
实际上我们的主说这就是起初所行的事
Yeah If we really love the Lord
如果我们真正爱我们的主
In our behavior In our daily life His commandment counts
从他所说的诫命就是我们所遵行的
Yeah In our understanding In our purpose What His word
在我们的了解在我们的目标他所说的就是要遵
守 Sometimes brothers and sisters with God's word
弟兄姐妹有时候我们轻视了神的话
Especially the bigger words
尤其是那些比较重要的
Yeah This matter Take this matter for example The eternal purpose of God 我们拿这个做例子就是
我们来举个例子
Major portionOf God's logos.
这是神的道非常重要的一部分。
And yet, we oftentimes think, oh, I have heard it so many times.
但是我们常常说，这我已经听了那么多次了。
And this brother comes along, talks about, the another hour.
但老师讲神永远的旨意。
I wish next time you talk about something else.
我希望下次你来谈不一样的东西。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes we despise the word of God.
弟兄姐妹，我们常常有时候，我们常常会
despise the logos，
我们轻视神的道。
And yet the Lord Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my logos."
但是主耶稣跟我们讲, 如果你爱我, 你要遵守我的道。
Sisters, actually, Logos is so good.
弟兄姐妹, 实际上,
every part of the Logos is good for us.
这道的任何一个部分都是对我们有益的。
Without the Logos, our eyesight, our life would be so narrow.
如果没有这个道, 我们的视力, 我们的,
self would be so selfish.
我们自己会非常的自私。
You know, our horizon would be only 60 years.
我们一生也不过就是60年。
And you only would worry about today.
你只会为今天担心。
But the Logos of God.
但是神的, 祂把我们的, 我们的,
you no longer only live for today.
我们不但是单单为今天而活,
you live for a long time.
我们是为永远而活。
Your eyesight is not only for your money.
我们的眼界就不是单单看着钱。
Your eyesight is
我们是注视在神的身上。
For what God and given to the church.
注视在神所给我们的, 还有给教会的。
And it's wonderful.
这是非常奇妙的。
No, we cannot despise the word of God.
我们不能轻视神的话。
Now, when we have a respect for the word of God,
当我们对神的道有一个敬, 我们就会对神有一个敬畏的心。
And we will have an appreciation for whatever he said.
我们对他, 不管他说什么, 我们都怀着感恩的心。
We will be different.
我们就会不一样。
So this is what Lord Jesus said.
这就是主耶稣所说的。
Now the other thing aspect is about is the you know, the other aspect we said about the works is what we do, how we serve.
另外起初所行的事的另外一方面就是我们所做的工作。
Now, if you look at the Bible, the Lord Jesus, again, in John's Gospel, once he saw the Samaritan woman,
在约翰福音里头记载他有一次看到撒玛利亚的妇人。
The chapter 4.
这是在第四章。
And when he is done with talking with Samaritan woman,
他结束了跟撒玛利亚妇人的谈话。
His disciples came back.
他的门徒回来。
Lord, you must be.
那主说我不饿。
I have my food.
我有我的食物。
My food is to do the will of God.
我的食物就是行神的，做神的工。
Finish his work.
完成他的工作。
Yeah. Do his will. Finish his work.
行他的旨意。
Concerned, he is finishing his work.
所以就我们主耶稣基督来说, 祂是在完成父神的旨意。
Yes, the Father sent him.
父差遣他来。
So he is doing his work.
所以他所做的事,
so we see the first work is actually the Father's work, and then the Lord Jesus is doing his Father's work.
所以我们看到起初的工作其实是父的工作, 耶稣在做父的工作。
What about us?
我们呢?
The Lord Jesus says in another place,
主耶稣在另外一个地方又提到,
with John's chapter
四章,
see, the Lord Jesus says, you know, what do also?
他说,
John chapter 14, verse 13.
约翰福音14章13节,
my point is this, brothers and sisters. This work that we do,
弟兄姐妹, 我们所做的事,
is the Lord Jesus' work. But the Lord Jesus' work, Jesus is doing, is his Father's work.
但是主耶稣所行的事是他父的事。This
is all one work.
这是一个工作。See,
the Father's work, the Son does.
只做父的工作。And
then we
做主耶稣的工作。This
is what tells us.
这就是主耶稣跟我们说的。So
when you think about first work, it's actually his work and his Father's work.
所以我们谈到起初的事其实是他的工作也是父的工作。So
on one hand, we may tremble.
所以在一方面也许我们会颤抖,
just as I think is right,
去做我所认为,
not my work,
因为这是他的工作, 不是我的。
The Bible actually says,
我们圣经上说,
if you want to rest in the Lord,
如果我们要在主里头得安息,
you have to rest your own work,
我们必须放下自己的工作。
We do his work,
我们做他的工,
we see this,
弟兄姐妹, 当我们看到这一点,
our service among brothers and sisters is different.
我们在弟兄姐妹当中的侍奉就不一样。
It's no longer how I look.
这不是我看起来怎么样。
It's no longer my credit.
这个不是我的功。
It's no longer what other people see me.
这不再是其他人怎么样看我。
It is, you know, that I'm doing my Lord's work.
而是我们要知道我们是在做我们主的工作。
It doesn't matter if you're not smart.
即使你不聪明也没有, 你在做神的工。
And your smartness help you nothing.
你的聪明完全没办法帮你任何事情。
Because you are doing God's work.
因为你在做神的工。
Not your work.
不是你自己的工。
Versus, this is the first work.
弟兄姐妹，这就是起初的工。
This is what the Lord said. Another thing I think very, very important is this.
还有一个我认为非常重要的是。
See, oftentimes in the church we feel that, oh, you know, I have not been given any responsibility.
常常我们在教会我们觉得我们没有人给我们任何
It's this brother or that brother's nothing to do、
啊、这个事情是这个弟兄或那个姐妹所做的事情我没有什么事可以做
But Francis says what is the true service?
那弟兄姐妹什么是真正的侍奉
What is the true service that God wants?
什么是神所要的真正的侍奉
What is the true service that has
所以真正有价值的侍奉是我们生命的流露
Lord Jesus says
主耶稣说
When he talks about he being a shepherd
他讲到他是个牧者
He said, I come that they abundantly
他说我要常得生命而且得更丰富的生命
Yes, I come so that the sheep can have life
我来是为了要羊得生命
And the life more abundantly
而且得更丰盛的生命
Francis says, why don't we join him?
弟兄姐妹我们主耶稣所存放在我们身上这个宝贵的生命
It is his life
这是他的生命
And he was so happy that that life could grow
这个生命能够成长他就会非常的高兴
He would be so happy that we when we serve among God this life
当我们在生命给出去他就非常的高兴
On the other hand if we do not use that life to serve
换句话另外一方面说如果我们不用这个生命来侍奉
I use my own ability to serve
我用我自己的能力来侍奉
I think brothers and sisters we wasted
弟兄姐妹
It does nothing good for brothers and sisters.
这对弟兄姐妹没有任何益处。
It does nothing good to me either.
这对自己也没有益处。
And actually, in another place, the Lord talks about service. He put it in this way.
在另外地方这么说的。
He bearing fruit.
他提到结果子。
Abide in me, and I in you. You bear fruit.
好，你住在我里面，我也住在你里面，你就会多结果子。
Yes, bearing much fruit.
你会多结果子。
I think this is John chapter 15.
我想这是在约翰福音章。
All these things are from John's gospel.
这些都是在约翰福音里头所提到。
Because life, the Lord Jesus' life, is such an overwhelming important thing to John.
因为主耶稣的生命对约翰来说是那么的重要。
So the Lord Jesus says, what can you give?
所以主耶稣说什么呢？
And
就是这个生命。
The only thing that's valuable in your service is to bear fruit.
这你的侍奉唯一重要就是你能够结果子。
To bear fruit is not to have another person accepting the Lord. Not only that.
不单单是让另外
is so that something flows out of you that becomes nourishment, that becomes sweetness of other brothers and sisters.
所以结果子是从你身上流露出来，让能够成为别人的的营养，别人的祝福。
There was a story in the book of Judges.
在士师记里头有这么样一个故事
It's Judges chapter 9
这在士师记第九章
There was this young man
这里有一个年轻人叫约坦
He had 70 brothers older than he
他有70个弟 兄弟都比他年长
All killed by
在一天当中都被别人杀死 他非常的伤心
Something very precious filled his heart
但是有一个非常宝贵的东西充满了他的心
So he went to the top of the mountain
所以他来到这个山顶上
And speak to all the people a parable
他跟群
You know there are many many trees who wants to make one tree to be king
你们知道这里有许许多树他们想要推举一棵树做王
So they come all these trees come to this olive tree
所以 这些树就来到这个橄榄树前面
Why don't olive tree say
这个橄榄树回答说
So how can I leave my olive
他说我怎么能够止住我的油
My olive is an oil that honors God and honors men
我的油是来供应人
How can I give up my oil things
我怎么能够放弃这些东西
And instead I will be sitting and waving around other, above other trees
然后我会飘摇在其他的树上面
You know what he's saying
你知道他说什么呢
You know to king the wave among trees is a matter of position is a matter of
我们知道在这个所有的众树之上这是代表一个地位
Authority
是一种权势
But Jotham said,
但是约坦他说
I don't want to be that.
我不想要这样子。
I just want to be an olive tree.
我只想要做一棵
I want to produce this oil.
我只想要生产这个油。
And let this oil honor God and honor man.
让这个油来供奉神跟尊敬人。
And then he also said,
然后他又说
Now all these trees want this fig tree to be the king.
然后说请他当王
And this fig tree says don't want to be a king
然后这无花果说我不愿意当王
I don't want to wave above all the other trees
我不要飘摇在所有的树上面
I want to continue to give the sweetness and the fruit
我要继续把这个甜美跟我的果实给这个是什么意思呢
It means he would rather give life
这是代表他宁愿把自己的生命付出
He would rather give the sweetness and the fruit of life
他 宁可把自己所结甜美的果子献出来
Instead of waving above all the trees
而不是代表在所有的树上
then,
然后他举了第三个例子
All these trees come to the vine
然后这些树来到这个荆棘当中、啊、哦葡萄树
Yeah And then says Okay you be our king
他说你来当我们的王
The vine says No I don't want to be your king
这葡萄树说我不要当你的王
I don't want to wave all
在所有的树上面
I just want my little fruit to be sweet wine
我只要我的果实能够做甜美的酒
Yeah to cheer the heart of God and man
让神和人都喜乐
Jotham said You know It's not to wave over other trees
弟兄姐妹希望我们的野心不是在做想要飘摇在种树的上面
Our ambition is to produce oil
我们的野心是应该要产生这个油
Our ambition is
我们的野心应该是来产生甜美的果子。
Our ambition is to provide the grapes to make sweet wine to cheer God and cheer man.
我们的野心应该是产生葡萄果子，然后来做新酒，来喜悦神。
That is the true value.
价值的侍奉。
Try tomorrow. Try this tomorrow.
我们明天就开始试验
Try this next week
我们可以下个礼拜就开始做
Try this next Sunday
我们下个主日开始做
You will not be disappointed
你不会失望 你不需要有在这教会有任何的地位
You don't have to have anybody permitting you
你不需要有任何人的许可
Just let the life of Christ flow
就让耶稣基督的生命从你身上流露出来
Paul in his
保罗写给加拉太的书
Remember the fruit of the Holy Spirit
我们记住圣灵的果子
Nine of them
有九个圣灵的果子
Love, peace and joy
仁爱喜乐和平
And so on All these things is a spirit but they actually is life
这不但是圣灵的果子而且它是耶稣生命的果子
We already know that the love actually comes from the life of Christ
我们知道这个爱是从耶稣生命所来的
Peace also
平安也是
John chapter 4 I give my peace to you
在约翰福音十四章这边讲说 我把我的平安留给你
And John chapter 15 says I give my joy My joy may be in you
然后让你们里面能够有
Yes, yes So you see the Lord Jesus actually give his own loveOwn peace, own joy to us.
实际上，主耶稣把他自己的爱、喜乐跟和平留下给我们。
And with that, we serve.
带着这些，我们来侍奉。
Galatians chapter 5 says another thing very interesting.
然后加拉太书第五章这又讲到一个非常有趣的事情。
It says these things, no one will forbid you.
然后这些事没有人能够禁止。
So brothers and sisters, try it next week.
弟兄姐妹，我们下礼拜就可以来试。
Any position in the church.
我们在教会不需要任何地位。
You don't have to be given any responsibility in the church.
我们不需要人家给我们在教会任何的责任。
And when you give out this life,
当我们把这个生命传递出去的时候
You're edifying brothers and sisters. The life of Christ will grow in his own church.
耶稣基督的爱就会在他自己的教会中成长。
This is the most valuable service.
这是最宝贝的侍奉。
If you're given a chance to sweep the floor,
我们如果有机会来扫地
Sweep the floor
我们就扫地
If you are given a chance to visit
有机会来探访弟兄姐妹
Visit Given a chance to set up the table Set the table
我们如果有机会来摆设桌子我们就摆设桌子
If we are given a chance to Wash the toilet, wash the toilet.
我们如果有这个机会来洗马桶，我们就去洗马桶。
If you are given a chance to serve the kitchen,
反而能够有机会做事，厨房做事。
Brothers and sisters, let the life of Lord Jesus flow.
弟兄姐妹，我们让耶稣基督的生命从我们身上流露出来。
We have young brothers in our midst.
我们当中有年轻的弟兄姐妹。
Two years ago, we have a West Coast Christian Conference at Biola.
在两年前我们在有一个特会。
And he, for a couple of sessions, he was the, essentially the dormitory, dormitory, attendant.
Dormitory attendant.
去
管理
管宿舍。
这段时间他是负责管理宿舍。
Yeah, and he particular is, before everybody comes in, the night before, there are 20 or 30 brothers and sisters coming from all over the world.To the dormitory.
在有二三十位弟兄姐妹到那个前，
是
他们从
airline from
他们从
out of the United States.
他们从世界各地。
They could arrive at 12 o'clock noon.
他们不能够在中午十二点以前到达。
They could arrive at 12 o'clock noon.
他们可以在十二点中午十二点钟，他们也可以在晚上半夜十二点的。
They were all very tired.
他们非常的劳累。
Many of them were very unhappy.
有许多人他们都非常不高兴。
And this brother, young brother, he was less than 30 years old. I think he was 27, 28.
然后这个年轻的弟兄啊，我想他大概就
taking care of all these people.
他的责任就是他靠自己一个人来照顾这些弟兄姐妹。
Yeah. And I remember 2 years ago.
我记得在两年以前。
He was so unhappy.
他非常的不高兴。
Oh, this brother is so unreasonable.
他说这个
How come you don't have more? You don't come to help me.
他讲说为什么你们不来帮助我呢？
And this year, it's different.
但是今年他不一样。
When I call him, he was so happy.
当我打电话给他，他非常高兴。
He said, everybody's almost here.
他说 happy. 他非常高兴。
And later he said,
后来他为这个事情做见证。
No, if, when I know this is Lord Jesus' life here working, I'm so happy.
然后我知道这是耶稣基督生命在这边做这个工作，所以我非常高兴。
So, you know, it thrills me.
这个让我感到非常欣慰，让我心非常感到喜乐。
So, brothers and sisters, you have all the chance to do this.
弟兄姐妹，我们有非常多的机会来做这些事情。
Yeah. Lastly.
最后一点。
I just want to share one thing. How do we abide in His love?
我想
I'll just take 10 minutes. I really will quit.
分钟。
The Lord means that we will grow. We abide in His first love and grow.
我们主他的就是说，我们若住在他的爱。
It means, you know, this first love cannot be taught.
这个起初的爱是没办法有别人来教导我们。
It can only be caught.
这只能够我们自己去领受。
It is because it's something from the father to the son, from the son to us.
因为这是从父到子，从子到我们。
Some sister can give you a whole sermon of love three times.
我们弟兄姐妹可以给你一个这个讲道讲关于爱。
Useless.
这是没有用的。
Love can only be caught.
这个爱只有靠我们自己来领受。
The love cannot.
这个
The Spirit has shed abroad His love in our heart. 圣灵把他的爱浇灌在我们心。
圣灵把他爱浇灌在我们心。
So love can only be caught.
所以这个爱只有我们靠我们自己领受。
And the Lord wants us to abide in His love.
然后我们主要我们。
Goes on, this love will increase. Our appreciation increase.
然后当时间过去，我们对这个爱的感受就能够增加。
I have no chance to talk about Apostle Paul or Mary of Bethany.
今天我没办法没有时间再谈提到保罗或者是伯大尼的玛利亚。
Appreciation for the Lord, for the Jesus grows.
他们
And toward the end, Paul says, the height, the depth, the width, and the length.
所以到最后保罗说这个爱的长阔高深。
It surpasses knowledge.
这个超过我们所能够测度。
So how, brother and sister, can we be supply.
我们在日常生活我们怎么能够得到这样的
For instance, honestly speaking, I, looking through the Bible, I see no other way.
弟兄姐妹诚实地说我在圣经里头找不到其他的方法
Especially for a group of brothers and sisters.
尤其是对一群的弟兄姐妹
Now the only is the Lord
这办法就是我们主为我们设立的这个聚会
And he wants us to remember him.
他要我们来记来纪念他。
Now I don't see, I'm a very small brother, and I don't see any other way.
我是一个很小，但我看不到有其他。
That the Lord has prepared for us is His bread and His cup.
这个场合就是我们主所为我们预备，就是他的饼和他的杯。
Now, brother and sister, you probably say.Well, brother, you have talked about this so many times.
也许我们弟兄姐妹说，这位弟兄你已经
to stop.
为什么你还不停止？
This is the most important things to us.
弟兄姐妹，这对我们来说是最重要的事情。
There's nothing more important.
没有再比这个更重要的事情。
We have to come to the Lord's table.
我们必须来到
Christ, our knowledge about His love to me, His love to us.
不然的话，我们对他所对所给我们的爱的了解，我们就会停止。
His love to us is immense.
他对我们的爱是非常的广阔。
And our knowledge about that love will stay.
但是我们对那个爱的了解就会停止。
Grow no more. Come to His bread and His cup.
如果我们不来到他的饼杯面前。
Now one day, Lord, brothers and sisters.
有一天我们弟兄姐妹。
I may not be able to come anymore.
我也许没办法再来。
You know, who knows what's going on?
谁晓得我会发生什么事情？
But I do have a burden for you.
但是我心里有这么样的负担。
There's nothing more important in having a real touch of Lord Jesus. Nothing more important than coming to His table.
没有任何事能够在
Now where in what we can come to have a one-hour time when we don't think about anything else.But His love.
还有哪一种场合我们能够来到他面前什么事都不想一花一个小时时间我们只想到他的爱
Abide in my love.
然后主你们要住在我的爱里
Abide means continuous.
住就代表是我们要继续不断
The last night before the Lord was crucified.
在主上十字架的最后一夜
He knew that he has to keep his
他知道他必须要把他的
This is my body broken for you.
这是我的身体为你们舍的。
Do so in remembrance of me.
你们当如此行，为的是纪念我。
This is the cup which is my blood.
这杯是我的血。
It is a new cup.
这是用我血与你们。
In remembrance of me.
你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
This is what the Lord said.
这就是我们主所说的。
He knows that if His disciples don't do this.
他知道如果他的门徒不这么做。
They may be drifted away.
他们就会随便知道这样的爱。
So he says, "Come, remember me."
他所以主说来，你们来纪念我。
He begged them, "Come and remember me."
他甚至祈求他们来，你来纪念我。
In the book of Acts,
在早期的教会
，these people's heart by the love of the Lord.
这些人的心被神所挑拨起来，非常火热。
They break bread.From house to house.
他们家家都擘饼。
And in, later in the book of Acts,
然后在使徒行传后面
chapter 20, on the Lord's day, gather together, break bread to remember the Lord.
我们在一起擘饼纪念主。
And then later,
然后在后面
when Paul wrote the letter to the Corinthians,
当保罗写信给哥林多
There's a passage you all very because every time you go to break bread you hear that
因为每次我们擘饼都会听到这一句
almost every time I wouldn't say funny the interesting thing is Paul says these things that I receive
很有趣的是所领受的
You know Paul at the time when the Lord set the table among his disciples where was Paul?
就是当主耶稣他为他的门徒预备最后的晚餐的时候保罗在哪里呢
Paul if he had his ways he would bind every single one of them
如果他会把他们通通 绑起来带到那个祭司前面把他们通通杀害
years later
许多年以后
he said this is what I received from the Lord
他说这是我从主所领受的
why
他那时候不在场
Because he has received so much love from the Lord.
因为他从主那边领受了许多的爱
They want to persecute him. Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
他问扫罗说，扫罗，扫罗，为什么逼迫我
？This Jesus in heaven.
这在天上耶稣。
He moved his finger.
他移动他的手指，
Saul will be wiped out.
扫罗就会从这世界上。
Ask Saul, why killed me?
但是耶稣问扫罗说，为什么逼迫我？
Then he went to Damascus.
然后他到大马士革。
There's a brother.
那里有一个弟兄。
By the name of Ananias.
叫亚拿尼亚。
Saul was going to bound him up and the other Christians bring him and kill him.
扫罗原来是要 来他们，然后跟其他弟兄一起押到耶路撒冷，然后杀害他们。
And Ananias said, Brother Saul.
然后亚拿尼亚说，弟兄保罗。
Saul saw them as enemy.
扫罗看他们是敌人，但是他们看他是弟兄。
All these things are overwhelming to him.
这些事情对他来说都是很他很难想。
Think about Paul's life.
我们想想看保罗。
He never, I never seen I love you, Lord. I never heard him saying that.
在他一生当中，我从来没有听他说我爱你，主。
Yet he, you know, why crucified with Christ?
但是他说我与耶稣同钉十字架。
Why? Because he loves me and gave himself for me.
为什么？因为他爱我，而且他为我牺牲。
And he said, why should love why? Why? It's because Christ loved his church.
这是因为耶稣爱他的教会。
To Paul, it's overwhelming.
这对保罗来说是 很难接受。
You know, one man died for all and all died.以人为重。Those who live, will live for him.
为他，这些活下来应该是为他而活。
And not to live for myself.
而不是为自己而活。
He lived a life, a burnt offering.
我们的一生应当是一个活祭。
Paul,
一生就是一个活祭的生命。
His service throughout his life is a drink offering.
他一生的侍奉就是一个
奠祭。He poured out his life.
他浇奠了他的一生。
For Jesus.
对。
And then this is why he says, I received this from the Lord.
这就是为什么他说我是从主所领受。
I received breaking bread from the Lord.
我从主那边领受了波饼。
Run to the Lord's table.
我们来到主的饼杯面前，我们不要想任何复杂的事情。
The only reason we are there.Is to receive His Lord, His love to us.
我们唯一在那边的目的就是来领受他的爱。
Without that, we will dry.
没有他的爱，我们变成枯干。
Like the dry bone, have nothing to give anybody else.
等任何东西。
But if we are there,
那里
every week,
每个礼拜
we abide in His love.
我们住在他的爱里。
You see, yes, there are songs, but there is someone behind the songs.
是。
虽然有诗歌。
虽然有诗歌，但是在诗歌背后有这一位。
There is one that's behind all this prayer.
是，但是在祷告背后有这么一位。
Now, all brothers and sisters, all our heart are receiving the great love from him once again.
弟兄姐妹，我们能够再次的领受从他那边来的大爱。
And you may be able to pray something, or you may be able to pray anything. That does not matter.
弟兄姐妹，也许我们可以祈祷，我们可以说一些话，但是我们不祈祷不说话也没有关系。
The point is we have to be there because he invited us to be there.
但重点就是他邀请我们到那里。
And he remembers him.
他要我们来纪念他。
And he knows without that we will dry.
他知道如果不是这样我们就变得孤干。
And we will have nothing to serve.
我们就不再有任何的我们不再能够侍奉。
And our love will dry out.
我们的爱就会枯干
we'll、
不再剩下任何东西
so bring the Lord touch our heart
愿主 来触摸我们的心
He prepared one thing one way for us that we can abide in His love together
他为我们预备了一个方式我们能够在他里面里头一起坐在他爱里面 能够坐在他面前
and when we see His love
当我们看到他的爱
we'll forget everyone we'll forget each other
我们就会忘掉彼此。
When we see His love,
当我们看到他的爱
you have no grudges,
not
because anyone teaches us,
不是任何教导我们
but because we have caught His love.
而是我们领受到他的爱。
Brothers and sisters, we all need to return to the first love.
弟兄姐妹，我们都必须要回转到那起初的爱。
I think this is all I share. I'm sorry to take it.
这是我今天的分享。今天花了很多时间。
Stop.
因为你对我们的爱永不停止。
Lord, I pray that your heart is seen by all of us.
主啊，我愿意你的心让我们每个人都能够看见。
Lord, you go be of your servant.
主啊，你是远超过你仆人简单的话语。
And Lord, you really warm and touch every heart.
主愿意自己来温暖来感。
We know that without your love in us, we cannot serve anyone.
主啊，要不是你的爱在我们当中，我们没办法侍奉。
But Lord, we thank you. You always are waiting to give us your life and your love.
主，但是我们感谢你，你一直在那边等候，要将你的爱赐给我们。
Lord, bless us.
祝福我们。
In the name of Lord Jesus, I pray.
我们是奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen.